Daniel 2, Supplementary Reading Number 1, a passage on how and why churches decline and are consummated. Divine Providence 3:28. Every religion in process of time declines and is consummated. On this earth there have been several churches, one after another, since wherever the human race exists, there a church exists. For heaven, which is the purpose of creation, is from the human race, and no one can enter heaven unless he is in the two universals of the church, which are the acknowledgement of God and the leading of a good life. Four churches, the most ancient, ancient, Jewish, and Christian, are meant by the image seen by Nebuchadnezzar in a dream. And it may be seen from the word that all these churches in process of time declined until they reached their end, which is called their consummation. This consummation takes place from the continual increase of hereditary evil in successive generations. Hereditary evil is successively derived and transmitted from parents to their offspring, and thus by continual increase grows from generation to generation. When evil thus increases among many, it spreads evil among many more. For in all evil there is the lust of leading astray, and in some this burns with anger against what is good, giving rise to the contagion of evil. When this has permeated the leaders and the rulers and those prominent in the church, religion becomes perverted, and the means of restoring it to health, which are truths, become corrupted by falsification. Hence there now proceeds a gradual vastation of good and desolation of truth in the church until its consummation is reached. Nevertheless, it is provided by the Lord that everyone may be saved. It is provided by the Lord that there should be a religion everywhere, and that in every religion there should be the two essentials of salvation, namely, to acknowledge God and to refrain from evil because it is against God. It is also provided that all who have lived well and have acknowledged God are instructed after death by angels, and then those who had observed these two essentials of religion while in the world accept the truths of the church as they are in the Word, and acknowledge the Lord as the God of heaven and of the church. It is moreover provided by the Lord that all are saved who die in infancy, no matter where they have been born. Further, there is granted to everyone after death the opportunity of amending his life, if that is at all possible. All are instructed and led by the Lord by means of angels. And as they now know that they live after death, and that there is a heaven and a hell, they at first receive truths. Those, however, who have not acknowledged God and who have not shunned evils as sins when in the world, soon show a distaste for truths and withdraw. It is also provided that a new church should follow in place of the former devastated church. Questions. Does hereditary evil have to accumulate from generation to generation? Is it possible, by the Lord's power and guidance, to turn this around so that hereditary evil begins to decrease? If so, how can we cooperate with the Lord to reduce this burden? How might we be able to tell if evil has infected the leaders, the rulers, and those prominent in the church, so that their teaching is corrupted and no longer protects and warns people against sins? If every church and every religion in the process of time is consummated, what does that tell us about the church in each of us? What does it tell us about the Kempton New Church? Is it truly inevitable? If so, why does the passage say that still the Lord always provides a religion everywhere with the two essentials, so that everyone who is willing can be saved?